Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Business idea, as you know, is worth its weight in gold. And this weekend, Limerick will play host to a startup event. Everyone's starting up these days, which aims to bring good ideas right from concept to reality. Shane McCarthy is CEO of Blue Chief Social and is involved in the startup event Ireland and joins us on the line now. Good morning, Shane.
How's it going, Ryan? Are you good?
I'm very, very good. Startup, it's the startup seems to be the word slash term of the century so far. So it's happening. It's called Startup Ireland this weekend. What is it?
It's Startup Weekend. There's three events running this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and Galway had one last weekend. So this is the brainchild of Gene Murphy and David Tighe at Bank of Ireland. They had a Startup Weekend in Dublin in June and it went fantastically well. And I met Gene and he said, would you like to bring a Startup Weekend to Limerick? So we have four organisers down there. So what is it? 54 hours of Startup Madness.
Wow.
You get developers, designers and entrepreneurs together and they test and validate concepts in 54 hours. And then on Sunday there's a final pitch competition and the winners of the pitch competition go forward to represent Ireland in a global startup battle.
Great. So you want to be pretty pretty good at what you do in terms of making the pitch, wouldn't you?
You would in a way, but also energy and enthusiasm can say a lot because the team that you build, you've 1 minute to pitch on Friday and then you build a team from there. So the audience will vote on what the best pitch was or the best pitches are and then they divide into teams. And yeah, so if you've good energy and good enthusiasm, you may not have the best idea, but your team can bring you forward for the Sunday pitch, definitely.
For sure. And what sort of ideas are people into these days? What's hot?
I can give you an example of there were some from Galway. So one of them was an iPhone app that once you landed in an airport, if you weren't familiar with the airport, it would direct you straight to your gate.
Oh,
so you can imagine
handy.
When you're late. Yeah, another one that we heard of that I think is going to be pitched this evening by Owen Kelleher here in Limerick is in a restaurant. So instead of having waiters coming over and back, actually having something that's set on a table and you could identify when you needed water, when they should come and serve you, when you wanted your check, etc., or when you wanted your bill, etc.
Yeah, I can see that working too. They're smart ideas.
Yeah, there's loads of them. Another fascinating one we found was somebody up in Galway, basically they made a website about dogs. So dogs is a huge market in America. And this website will tell you where your dogs can get minded, people, if you were going to go on holidays, who could look after them, where you can get them trained, etc., all locally based. So very different ideas,
not
all web or tech-based either.
Exactly. And so anything canine-related is there in that one app. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating.
But this isn't the first time an event like this has been run in Ireland because there's been some success from previous get-togethers, isn't that right?
I think so, yeah. Like I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think the first event was actually held in Cork.
Right.
And it was brilliant. Now, this weekend, Cork, Limerick and Dublin are running events simultaneously. It's fantastic. And as I said, Bank of Ireland, they've funded the whole thing, so they're actually involved in all of them. They're sending down judges and facilitating this. So yeah, I think it's an incredible opportunity for young people, students, like people should be telling their sons or daughters if they think they're innovative enough.
Yeah.
You should be telling your colleagues in work. Maybe you'll come along, Ryan, and you can give us an idea as well.
Someday. No, I didn't get my passport stamped to get into Cork for my last, so I need to go to Molesworth Street and get that sorted out. Here, tell me, is it too late to get involved or can anyone?
No, not at all. I think you can literally register. I think Dublin is booked out.
Okay.
We still have probably 10 places left in Limerick or so. You can still buy tickets for the next 7 hours, probably up until 5 o'clock. And I'm nearly sure you could contact Cork. So you can check us out on Twitter. We're at SW Limerick. Or if you want to go a different way, limerick.up.co, cork.up.co, or dublin.up.co. And you'll see the lineup of the event, speakers, facilitators, etc.
What's Blue Chief Social, Shane?
One of Munster's leading social media companies.
There you go. You're the CEO of Blue Chief Social, so that might explain
that. College.
Go on, what is it? How does it work?
So we manage social media accounts, train people on how to use social media and develop strategies for 6, 9, 12 months for companies so that they can leverage their brand and grow.
And how's business?
It's going very well. We're doing a lot of work inside Newell and we just closed the contract this morning, which is why I'm so excited and happy on the phone as well.
That's great news. What a good start to your day.
Well, closing the contract and talking to you probably couldn't get better.
Oh my God. And you got that patter going as well. I like that. Hey, Shane, listen, I really mean good luck to you and in your own business, but also with the startup weekend. I hope it goes really well.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Nice to talk to you. Take it easy, Shane.
Pleasure.